This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Minister of Port, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, has emphasized that with the development of ports, multimodal logistics and digital platforms like Maitri, India is driving a modern maritime revolution. Addressing the India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor IMEC Conclave 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Sonowal highlighted that IMEC is a game changer in global connectivity. He said that IMEC is strengthening connectivity between India, the Middle East and Europe through sustainable and secure trade routes. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India is a growing market and the world's fastest growing economy. The minister said this while addressing the India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor IMEC Conclave 2025 yesterday in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal said that government is expanding India's trading relations with countries where it receives a fair deal. He added that the government is strengthening countries' relations where it can establish equitable and balanced free trade agreements. The minister also informed that Oman is already under discussion and a couple more in the pipeline.
We will be expanding our trading relations with countries where we get fair deal, where we can have equitable and balanced free trade agreements, where India gains commensurate with what we are offering. The way we are working with many countries in partnership, I think this corridor can help to bridge various other initiatives also, bring us closer to these nations.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that the pillars of industry and commerce occupy a pivotal place in the Indian leadership's resolute commitment to transforming India into a fully developed nation by the year 2047. To realize this national aspiration, Mr. Birla called upon all stakeholders to embrace a model of development that is not only sustainable and enduring, but also inclusive. Addressing at an event to mark the 120th anniversary of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Birla observed that development-oriented policies of the Government of India are now providing new energy to industries. The Supreme Court yesterday paused its planned interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 after the centre requested more time to respond to three key questions raised by the bench. A three-judge bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices P.V. Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan was hearing a batch of petitions challenging the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The matter will resume before the three-judge bench today at 2 p.m. The World Trade Organization, WTO, has predicted that global trade will fall this year as a result of tariffs by U.S. President Donald Trump. The WTO said this as it released its trade forecast for 2025 and 2026. WTO Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala said in a statement that China-US decoupling is really worrying. She said that WTO currently estimate that merchandise trade between the two economies will fall by 81% and it would have reached 91% without recent exemptions for products such as smartphones. However, severe downside risks exist, including the application of reciprocal tariffs and broader spillover of policy uncertainty, which could lead to an even sharper decline of 1.5% in global goods trade and hurt export-oriented least developed countries. In shooting, Indian pair of Inder Singh Suruchi and Saurabh Chaudhary clinched gold medal in the finals of the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at ISSF World Cup 2025 in Lima, Peru. Earlier, Indian mixed duo of Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar and Ravinder Singh missed out on a podium finish after losing to Chinese pair of Guangqi Ma and Yifan Zhang in the crucial bronze medal match. And in the IPL T20, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals in a thrilling super over at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi last night. Today, Mumbai Indians will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.